Good morning. We were talking about some other halachos as they pertain to Birkas HaMazon. And so one of the interesting halachos that is relevant to Birkas HaMazon is that you have an obligation not just to sit in the same place that you benched in, an obligation to sit and bench in the same place that you ate. But it's more than that. Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with my oldest daughter, and she went to sit in my seat has other halakhic implications, but she went to sit in my seat right before I benched. And the question was, do I have to sit down while I bench, or could I actually stand up? Could I walk around? She said, but can't you just walk around? Can't you just stand up while you bench? You don't need to sit down in your seat. I said, no, that's actually not true. There's a halacha that says that one is required to sit down and not be walking around when they bench. And so one should do their best at the end of the day to make sure that they are sitting down when they are benching. Interestingly enough, people are not always so careful, myself included. We're all, I'm certainly guilty of this, and that is that you shouldn't be doing anything else while you're benching, which means, let's say you had your nice elaborate meal, and you know that you have to clean up afterwards, so you start, wrapping up the napkins, or you put together all the plates when you're benching. That's not something that's appropriate. Ideally, what a person should do is when they're benching, they should concentrate on their benching specifically, and especially because of the fact that benching is a mitzvah d'oraisa, it is a Torah-given commandment. So one should be careful to make sure that they're doing as much as possible to concentrate on the benching and not doing anything else. There is this question as to how long a person is allowed to bench for after they ate. And so the classical understanding is that you have 72 minutes from when you started eating, or 72 minutes from after you stopped eating, that you can go ahead and bench. And there is this question, however, that let's say a person has a big elaborate feast, think Thanksgiving, or I don't know, a lot of different elaborate feasts that we Jews have. And so let's say you're full 2 hours later, like really, really fully, you're still stuffed. And so if that's the case, then seemingly you would be 100% be allowed to still bench, even though the 72 minutes have passed. Clearly at that point, if you're still totally full, you would be allowed to bench. And finally, final halacha for today, there is this question that if you are not sure whether or not you benched, which is sad, how could a person not be sure they benched? But we've all had that as well, where, a lot going on in life, and did I bench, did I not bench? So there is this question of should you go ahead and say benching again, because you don't know if you did it, or should you just forget about it? So in general, when it comes to all brachos, we say safek brachos l'hakel. All brachos that we have are all derabanans. They're all rabbinic, and so therefore you would not repeat a bracha again. However, when it comes to brachas hamazon, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It is a Torah-given commandment to bench, and so therefore you would go ahead, and even if you have a doubt of whether or not you benched, you would go ahead and bench, quote-unquote, again, just to make sure that you did it, because whenever you have a Torah doubt, so you always go ahead and make sure that you fulfill it and you're the most stringent as possible. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben